Without the complete faith, you cannot succeed in this world. No way. Torah 36. We learned about Moshe, and then we learned the Havdil about Bil'am in the second part of Torah Lamedvav. Mechamat shehu b'klipa, and because that Bil'am was stuck in that husk, so like that we saw that he was very contaminated in that lust for women. And Moshe, he was totally holy, totally parush. Gam Yosef, also Yosef, kodem shehayta lo itgalut b'Torah, before that he had a certain new achievement in the Torah, haynu chokhmah bina, that he achieved wisdom, power of understanding, כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ראשית חוכמה, כי אם לבינה תקרא, that he achieved those two things, first he achieved the wisdom, and then he was like the mother of all of Am Israel, he achieved the power of understanding, וקודם שזכה להתגלות התורה, but before that he achieved that revealing of the Torah, הוא צריך לבוא בניסיון, he had to go to a certain test, בצירוף בתוך התאווה הכלליות, to be tested, to be tried in that general lust של 70 לשון הנ"ל, of 70 languages, 70 nations like we learned, ועל ידי שעמד בניסיון, and by that he was standing in that test, ושיבר הקליפה שקדמה לפרי, and he break the husk that is before of the fruit, זכה לפרי, he achieved the fruit. It's written on Yosef HaTzadik, Vayimaen. And when we're reading the word Vayimaen in Kiyat HaTorah, so we're saying Vayimaen. It means that he was refusing and refusing and refusing and refusing. He was working hard on that. It means in the will. The music, the tune, the nigun that we have is showing the intention, the kavanah. The words can be empty with no vowels. If you're not reading them and putting certain tune in them, they're empty. They're not containing nothing. And what that you put inside of them is the intention, it's the kavanah. So when we're saying that he was refusing, it means that he was working hard on that. Was refusing and refusing and was fighting on that again and again and again. And like that we're learning now, the tests are coming from heaven. The tests are not something that because that he was so stuck in that lust, so those troubles came to him. And we're talking about Yosef HaTzadik that had been tested that. From heaven they tested him before that he received that wisdom, the power of understanding. To have the wisdom to know how to lead all of Am Israel in the depths of the exile, to prepare the ground for them for all the years of exile, when his father and his brother, the holy tribes, and all of theirs, the children that are going to come, the following generation, before everyone going to come, he had to prepare the ground for them, that they're going to have the ability to survive, to have the, he knew what's going to happen. That righteous man had to go through that test. And then he achieved the fruit. Haynu l'itgalut ha-Torah, she'i chokhmah u'vina, that he could reveal to see the Torah, that is the wisdom and the power of understanding. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written on him, on Yosef, en navon v'chacham kamocha. There is no one that is wise and can understand like you. ובשביל זה, and because of that, דרשו חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה, in the Gemara in מסכת ברכות, חכמנו said, על פסוק, אחרי לבבכם וכולי, on the verse, after your heart, אחרי לבבכם זהו מינות, ואחרי עיניכם זה ניאוף. After your eyes, it's מינות, means epicursuit, not to believe in Hashem. After your heart, I'm sorry, it's מינות, it's that the heart is not straight to Hashem יתברך, it's that you have other will except of the will of Hashem. ואחרי עיניכם זה ניאוף, and after your eyes it's ניאוף, lust for women. why after your heart is minut, like the Baal Shem Tov explained, he said, Vesartem ve'avadtem Elohim acherim. Immediately when you have Vesartem, you move a little bit from Hashem Yitbarach, only a little bit. Vesartem, a small movement, mamash, a little bit. Immediately, ve'avadtem Elohim acherim. You're worshipping idols on the spot. In a moment that you have a selfish will, that you want something else except of Hashem Yitbarach, you already kofir. What it means, why you kofir? Like we explained a lot of times before, everyone has a soul, and when the soul that is divine, that is spiritual, that is part of Hashem Yitbarach, Meshama Elokit, is illuminating, you want only Hashem. And when the soul is not illuminating, it means that the body is covering for your soul, so you cannot see the soul, so you're worshipping your body. Immediately becomes to be like Haman, that Haman idolized himself. He wanted everyone to bow to him, everyone to respect him. If you don't have that strong will of 100% will of Hashem, what Hashem wants, means that you gave certain power to your body, and now you're following your body. You don't want Hashem. And it's a war. And no one should chase after himself and be angry at himself, why I'm not holding that huge level. This is the level of David HaMelech, it's the level of Yosef HaTzadik, it's the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. No one is expecting us to hold that level today. But to work on that today, we are obligated. To pray on it every day, to ask for that every day from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Neshama gonna lead me and not my body, that I'm gonna follow you Hashem, your light Hashem. On that, we're obligated to pray. We have to pray. We're not allowed to drop that request. Never. If you don't have that important thing, like Moshe Rabbeinu, that we said that the numeral value of Moshe, one number under it, it's Shmad. He already feels that this is it, he's going lost. Moshe 345, Shmad 344. If he's falling from his place, from his level, immediately he feels like that he is, this is it. He lost everything, and there is no, where is Hashem? This is it. He feels like he lost everything. It's not Chas Shalom that if we now feel that we have a certain lacking, so we don't have nothing, and that curse that caused sadness, that people are blaming themselves, why I'm not perfect. It's not it. It's in the will. That you're not ready, you're not willing to give up on no point of Kedusha, on no point of Torah. And you decide that this is it, that you're going to fight no matter what, even if you're not going to complete it, even if you're not going to finish it. You decided, you're after the Kedusha. And this is a certain understanding that the person has to come to that conclusion. The Torah is wider than the sea. But it doesn't exempt you from deciding that you're going to learn all of the Torah, no matter what's going to happen. No matter. You put your effort on learning, on memorizing all of the Torah, to learn all of the Torah by heart, to know everything, to know every halakha. This is it. Hashem is going to length our life, going to give us long, long life. We're going to complete it. Amen. We won't. This is why we can daily come to the Beit Midrash, daily going to do tshuva and itbazut. How a person is going to complete his tshuva process? You see that immediately when you start to investigate and to think about a certain point, a certain lacking that you have, immediately you reveal tons of other lackings. And it's chasing you from every side, from every direction. You say, alright, I'm going to work on my eyes, and suddenly your ears start to show all of their defects, and your mouth, suddenly you realize how filthy is your mouth, and your heart is so contaminated, and you say, alright, so I'm going to work on my ears, I'm going to work. You cannot complete that job. A man is very small, he's very tiny, but when he's connecting himself to the real righteous people, and he's connecting himself to the source of Kedusha, to Hashem Yitbarach himself, then your power becomes to be endless. You have no limits. You have a problem? Go pray on it. Go pray. Give all of your powers in Avodat Hashem, in Tfilot, until you're going to reach that. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. He needs something. He knows only one thing. To go on Mount Sinai and to scream day and night, 40 days and 40 nights, and he's not eating bread and he's not drinking water. And And he didn't have candies in his pocket. The Torah is saying only bread and water that he wanted. Maybe he had candies and soda. No. He wasn't thinking about food. He wasn't thinking about lust and desires. And like we explained last week a little bit, if you're going to stand in a quiet place and going to talk with yourself on all of your craziness, on all of your lust and desires, you're going to understand that it's foolish. That it's the most stupid thing to ruin your own life with your own hands. You're destroying yourself with your anger. You're destroying your life with your laziness, with your lust for women, with desire for honor and for the people going to respect you. And cannot take your head down a little bit. Have to answer to the wife every time. Every time someone says something, you have to answer. You have to rebuke him, to answer back. And you're destroying your own house. You ruin your own house. Every bad comments and every argument in the house, it's a crack in the house. A crack in the house, finally, it's a ruin. This is it. And the children doesn't want to live in a house like that, and the wife herself doesn't want to live in a house like that. And so need to pray. So need to pray on working on our midot. How are you going to fix your own midot? Ilmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro Eino Yachol Lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us to be so weak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us to be so weak because He wants us to pray. He wants us to realize that we need Him, and then He's going to answer to all of our requests. He's going to give us everything that we want, everything that we need for our Avodat Hashem. And if now you need a house, and if now you need, I don't know what, a lot of money, if now you need a shidduch, if now you need children, you need to stand and pray on it daily, consistently, daily, to stand and to pray, because this is the only honest thing to do. If you're really logic and normal and wise, you're going to understand that really you cannot achieve nothing without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can find your wife. How you can find a wife that really going to be your wife, that you're going to have all of the patience that need to take care of a baby like you? A lazy guy like you, cranky guy like you, cheap person like you. Where are you going to find such a perfect woman that can handle a creation like you? You need a very good woman, very special woman for that. Someone that can stand all of your nonsense, your laziness, all of your lies, all of your scams, all of all of your lackings, all of your filth. How you can find someone like that? And that's going to accept it for a small ring, gold ring, this is it, 400 shekels, this is it. Probably you're going to buy the silver one also. You're a Hasid, no, Hasidim, the Hasidim, they're using silver. I know, no. I heard that. I bought two. Golden one and a silver one. When you realize that you need Hashem Yitbarach for every situation in your life, because Yetzer Hara is huge. Yetzer Hara is fighting. Yetzer Hara is cruel. Yetzer Hara doesn't have nothing to lose. He's wicked. He's wild. And he doesn't have nothing to lose when he's fighting with you. He doesn't have a share for the world to come. He knows that. This is his territory. This is his battlefield. He is here and he doesn't care. One is going down, and he doesn't care if it's going to be him or you. He doesn't care. One is going down, and he's putting everything that he's got. And he's dropping all of the world, and he's attacking Am Yisrael. And then he's dropping all of Am Yisrael, and he's attacking the Talmidei Chachamim. And then he's dropping the Talmidei Chachamim, and he's running after the ones that are doing 1 hour in Bodedut every day. Because they are the only one that really connects themselves to Hashem Yitbarach with faith, not only through Torah. You cannot survive when you only learn Torah. You have another obligation to pray three prayers a day. And to have a heart for that, to achieve a heart like that, you can achieve it only in the field. Only like David HaMelech. David HaMelech, he knew how to learn Torah, I promise you all. And he's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lev Tahor Brali Elokim, Veruach Nachon Chadesh Bekirbi, create a pure heart inside of me. Give me the right spirit. He knew that he doesn't have nothing if Hashem is not helping him. He knew how to learn
And he knew that he cannot understand nothing if Hashem will not going to support him. If Hashem will not going to give him Siyata Dishmaya. This is humility. This is real humble person. That he knows that whatever he's got in his pocket doesn't worth nothing if Hashem will not going to keep it. If Hashem will not going to give it life. You can have all of the talents and all of the wisdom and all of the money and all of the understandings. And if Hashem will want you to fail, you're going to fail. You're going to fall on your face. And you're going to wake up to realize that you needed to have Hashem with you. And Hashem is doing that because He loves us. Because He wants us to achieve the complete achievement Himself. He wanted to give only good things to His creation, and the Ramchal HaKadosh is explaining what is the Tachlit HaTov, what is the best thing of them all. It's Hashem Yitzvarach Himself. It's not all of the money and all of the bounty and all of the beauty and all of the pleasure. It's the source of money, it's the source of pleasure, it's the source of wisdom, source of everything. It's Hashem Himself. Means that Hashem wants to give Himself to each and every one of us, what it means to give Himself. That you will have Him with you always. To have a complete faith in Hashem. That you will know that you have someone to count on. That you will know that there is someone that loves you. That you know that there is someone that can heal you, that can heal everyone. That there is no situation that is lost. That there is no chance. No, this is too big, this is too hard. Nothing is hard to the Creator. To the Creator. To believe that a woman can be pregnant, this is something you can understand. How? How can it be? How it become to be so logic that a woman can become pregnant? She was one night with her husband and this is it, now there is a baby inside. How can it be? People cannot believe in the resurrection of the dead. They cannot believe in that. Why? Because nothing is happening and suddenly there is a person over there alive. He died and now he's alive. They cannot believe. And pregnancy? It's more logic. It's not logic. It cannot be. It's all miracles of the Creator. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing things against nature. Totally against nature. Nature is working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The numeral value of the word Hateva is Elohim. So to one woman he can give children and that woman he cannot. The Gemara is explaining that Sarai Imenu couldn't give birth. She didn't have a rechem womb. She didn't have a rechem. She couldn't. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her Yitzchak. A baby that you receive with prayers is not the same baby like a baby that you receive with no prayers. A baby that you receive after that you're working on your Kedusha, on your holiness, it's not the same child that you receive when you have demons in your mind. It's not the same baby. It's not the same neshama that comes down from the righteous people than the regular common people. It's not the same soul. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing you, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu push you, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to test you, it's only because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you something better. Only because of that. Only because of that. Why Abraham Avinu had to go through 10 tests? Asara nisyonot. The first one wasn't strong enough. And the second, and the third. To be thrown away inside the fire. It's not enough that he had such a confidence that he knew that no one could damage him and he wasn't afraid at all. To have confidence like that, it's not enough. To be ready to fight with everyone, with your father, with the king Nimrod. That he was ruling all of the world, Nimrod. He was the one that built the Migdal Babel. He was a murderer, a crazy murderer. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Shalit, I say Shalit, Ariz. Ruler. Crazy, sick, huge person. Cruel, killed thousands of babies because that he thought that the Chozim Bakochavim, the magicians, all of those star gazers,
there were
gazers,
stargazers,
astrologists.
They were telling him that a baby gonna born, gonna come. It's better to talk Hebrew. He killed thousands of babies because they told him that the baby gonna born, that's gonna push him away from his kingship and he's gonna ruin everything. So he killed all of the babies that were there, that came. Killed them, thousands of babies. Doesn't care. And Abraham is standing, the Midrash is saying that when one day Abraham Avinu, he was young, he was 13 years old, he entered into the palace and he was climbing all of the stairs to the stage that Nimrod was sitting on his throne. And he took the throne in his hand and he's shaking it. And everyone are looking at him and he shaked it until Nimrod fell on his face from the throne. And then he started to scream at him and telling him, "Who do you think you are?" He told him, "I'm going to kill you." He said, "You cannot kill me. I'm in the hands of Hashem Yitbarach, of the Creator. No one can do nothing." And everyone started to fear and all shaking because of the voice of Abraham Avinu when he was 13 years old. And everyone are crawling, everyone are shaking on the floor, and he's talking. And then they came to him and told him, "Who is that God that you worship that was talking through your mouth, that we heard his voice from your mouth?" And he said, "It's Elokei Hashamayim Ve'Aretz, the Creator of heaven and earth." And he started to tell them, classes, shiurim, and he's talking, he's not afraid of no one. He's got the confidence like that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing him in another test, and another problem of Shlom Bayit, that his wife, she's blaming him, "It's all because of you. She told him, take Hagar." And he listened to her. "Whatever your wife tells you to do, you should do." He takes Hagar. And then he's got a baby from Hagar, comes Ishmael. And she forced him to do that. Never crossed his mind, never thought about it ever before. And then she's coming to him, "Chamasi Alecha," she's blaming him, "It's all your fault. And that person, Ishmael, your son, he's fighting with he's teaching my son Leitzanut, to worship idols and all of the nonsense. What are you doing?" Haven't done nothing. Over 100, and his wife is screaming at him. Shlom Bayit issues. Avraham Avinu, yes. And he's been rebuked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rebuking him. "Why you rebuke your wife? Why your wife, she's laughing?" HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing his own lackings to Abraham. "Why your wife is laughing?" And he's going to her and making another mistake in Shlom Bayit and telling her, "Why are you laughing?" And she's telling him, "I'm not laughing." And she was, and she had to lie. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rebuking him on that. But he didn't have faith. And he's testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu. And he's asking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised to him that he's going to inherit the land, the holy land, Eretz Israel. And Avraham Avinu is looking for proofs and asking, "What's the proof?" But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering to him, "In that you're going to know punishment, that all of your children are going to go to exile for 400 years in Egypt. And the baby's going to be killed over there in the Nile. And all of the suffering and all of the labor, it's all because of you, of your questions, Avraham Avinu, that you have doubts in faith. Look at the difficulty of his life. He's over 100. And he's suffering so much. And we cannot accept the tests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to accept it with love. And to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got the reason why we need to go through tests after tests after tests. We were defecting so much in so many layers. We damaged so much in so many aspects, in so many places. You don't want to be fixed finally? So what do you want? So why are you doing your Itbodedut? Why are you trying to do tshuva? Why are you coming to Beit Midrash if you don't want to fix? And if you do want to fix, so you should love the rebuke. Have to accept it with love. And this is it. And to give up on all nonsense. On all of stupid lusts and desires. And if you see that there is something that makes you crazy. Food, money, fears, anxieties, women, I don't know what. Go to a quiet place and talk on that for hours until you're going to find a solution. Why I'm so crazy? Why I'm so crazy? Why I'm so lazy? Why I cannot learn? Why I cannot focus? Why I cannot
Why I cannot breathe? Why all of the time I live in stress, in fears, in anxieties? Ribono shel Olam. Talk about it with the Creator. When Rabbi Natan heard those words from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he realized that this is it, that this is the righteous man of the generation, that this is the answer. He was going to Rabbi Pinchas Mikuritz, he was going to the Rabbi Zusha, who was his rabbi, he was going to Rabbi Levitzak Miberdichov, to a lot of righteous people, and no one of them could answer him. The students of the Magid HaKadosh Mimezrich, they couldn't answer the questions that he had. They couldn't answer him. And then Rabbeinu HaKadosh answered to him and told him, on every problem that you have in your life, you can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that. This is it. This is the solution. You don't need to look for a better solution. If you have still that problem, you can still go and talk to Hashem on that. Again and again. And if you see that you haven't solved it yet, so it means that you need to pray a little bit more. And not to be stubborn. To go, to surrender in front of Hashem Yitbarach. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, v'etchanan el Hashem. And then you're going to reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. If you're going to beg to Hashem. If you're also going to be humble like Moshe Rabbeinu. And even in the 515 prayer, you're going to go and beg to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to achieve the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't lie to yourself and let your Yetzer Hara to lie to you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not fair. If you're going to put the effort of Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to be in the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And if you're going to put more effort, you're going to be higher than Moshe Rabbeinu. When Rabbi Natan came to Rabbi Nachman and told him, how can it be? We saw so many huge, righteous people that were serving Hashem Yitbarach and Mesirut Nefesh in this generation, and they haven't achieved what that you achieved. So Rabbeinu told him, probably they haven't put enough effort. This is the answer. Kifum Tzara Agra. If you're going to work, you're going to be answered. If you're going to work on your eyes, you're going to be answered. Now it's look for you impossible to close the eyes. I understand it. Because you lack of prayers. Also to sit 4 and 5 and 6 hours in Beit Midrash once, it was impossible for you. Right? It was impossible. 10 minutes in Beit Midrash. Already the head is spinning. Cannot stay. To sit in one place for 2, 3 hours, 4 hours. I remember myself. It wasn't an option. If not that I was stone or something. I don't know. Who can stay in one place for 3, 4 hours if he's not drunk or stoned? Who? In this generation that everyone uses Ritalin, how can you stay in one place? Like I told you, drug or stone. And suddenly you have desire for Torah, and you want to learn more, and you want to hear more, and you want to spend time in the field, and you yearn to the field, and you want to go, and you're thinking about Rabbi Shimon, how I'm going to go to Meron, to Rabbi Shimon, how I'm going to make it, and you look what happened to you. Who are you? You remember who are you? You had the same thoughts on cars, on clubs, on discotheques, on movies, on I don't know what, on women, and now you desire to see righteous people, and oh, you heard there is a real hidden righteous person. Maybe I'm going to go. Maybe I'm going to receive a bracha from him. And what happened to you? Hashem changed you, right? Hashem can change you more. If he started a certain process with you, why you think that this is it? From now on, you need to take care of yourself. You made the tshuva until now. Oh, Hashem brought you to this place that you're at. Hashem brought you to this place, right? So why from now on you need to do tshuva? If Hashem helped you until today, so why from now on it becomes to be your job? No, Hashem helped me that I'm going to be arrogant. And now I'm going to be arrogant. Hashem wants to show you that you're zero. And that He's doing everything. And that He's taking care of everything. That you're going to build your confidence to know that He can give you everything also tomorrow. And the day after tomorrow. And Rabbi Natan is asking a huge question in Likutei Halachot. He's saying, how can it be that every month when I receive my parnasah, I see the miracles in my eyes and I see that it's Hashem Yitbarach? How can it be that one moment after, when I need the money again, I forget all of those miracles and I don't have the confidence again? How can it be? He's asking, how can it be? Every month I see miracles. I see the money is coming.
And the next month, again, all of the doubts, all of the questions, all of the fears and anxieties. How can it be? Rabbi Natan is answering a perfect answer. He says, because when you have confidence, it's because that Hashem Yitbarach gives you that confidence. When Hashem is opening your eyes to see Him, it's a gift from Hashem. This is not your level. You thought, you assumed that this is your level, that you hold that level of confidence in Hashem after that you had miracles. If really you want to hold a certain level, you should hold it before that you see the miracle. If you're happy when you don't have the money, this is what it means that you hold that level. When you have that money and you're happy, it doesn't mean that you hold that level of confidence. Rabbi Natan is saying, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu illuminates your eyes and gives you the support, gives you the money, gives you the faith, then you can see Him. But when He's taking that light away from you, you fall back to your real level. Back to that place that you don't have confidence. This is why when you need to pray on Parnassah, you don't pray on money. You pray on confidence. You pray on faith. If you need to work on your lusts, on your desires, you're not praying on the result, on the tatza'ah, on what that happened because of your lust. You need to pray on the source, on Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem help me. Hashem save me. Hashem give me powers. Hashem give me faith. Let me believe in You. If I will be a real believer, I will not going to think on all of those nonsense. I won't have time. En avedah ki avedat hazman. Who's got time to waste on lust and desires? Who have time to spend hours chasing after money every day? Who's got the time for that crazy thing? Who's got time to waste, to spend time on chasing after money? Only a person that cannot realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can supply you all of the money that you need, all of your needs, to answer. And now you need an apartment, you need to buy a house. Why are you praying on 3 rooms? Why are you praying on 4 rooms? Why not to pray on what that you need? On a backyard, on porches, on a huge house, amazing house, beautiful house. Why to make Hashem Yitbarach so limited? Why not to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is generous, more than the richest person and the most generous person in the world? Why not to realize in front who are you standing to pray? You want your shidduch? Why are you begging that someone going to accept you? Why not to pray on a perfect shidduch? On a woman that's going to be kind, that's going to be happy all of her life, and that she's going to support you to go and learn Torah? Why not to ask for everything? Why to think in a narrow way on Hashem Yitbarach? Why not to understand that we're standing in front of the King, that He's got everything? He just wants us to be believers. Means that while you wait for your salvation, you should wait with happiness, with joy, not to fall to the sadnesses. Like we explained that Rav Shalom said, that the tests all of the time going to come back again and again and again until you're going to stand in them. Means not going to fall to sadness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just check your faith. And in the moment that you have faith, He doesn't have a problem to give you whatever you ask for. The only problem that He's got to give you is that if He's going to give you and you're still arrogant, you're going to think that it belongs to you, that you achieved that, and then you're going to spoil it, you're going to ruin it. Because then you're going to be arrogant, He's going to give you a wife. Alright, and then you're going to think that you deserve a better woman than her, and that she's not listening to you, that stupid woman, and more nonsense. And you're not going to be humble to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say thank you, Ribono Shel Olam, on that kindness. There is a woman that can stand being in my Dalet Amot, to wash my clothes, my filthy clothes, to clean the floor for me. Who am I that someone's going to clean the house for me? Wash the dishes. It's so obvious for every stupid person that he can drink his coffee and leave the cup for someone else to wash. It's, who are you that someone's going to wash after you? That someone's going to make laundry for you? That someone's going to fix the sheets for you? That someone's going to clean dust from the house for you? Who are you? Where you came to that conclusion that you deserve all of that? Is it written in your ketubah? You have a certain agreement with your wife that she is a slave, Eved Olam, Nirtza Lecha, forever? Let her go once in 6-7 years, in Lepachot, in the Shnat Shemitah, let her go once a year. Nothing! Eved Olam, this is it. short strap, leash, and this is it. Who are we? Who are we? Where we came to that craziness? She needs to clean more than you. She's got more time than you. You put her in prison, and this is it. Someone told me a crazy joke. It's not a joke, it's a real story. A person came to his rabbi, and he's telling him he wants to divorce his wife. He told him why. He said she doesn't have Yirat Shamayim at all. Mama, she's not from, she doesn't have Yirat Shamayim. Told him why, what she's doing. He said, every Erev Shabbat, she's working after the Hadlakat Nerot, 40 minutes. Sometimes she breaks Shabbos. And she lights the candles only, Mamash, in Shabbos. And so many times. And she's cooking and cleaning and whatever. And he told him, what about you? And he said, me? For me, Shabbos is the most important thing in the world. He told him, what are you doing for Shabbos? He said, I go to the mikveh every day at 11:30, half an hour after Chatzot. And then I'm dipping and I'm wearing my Shabbos clothes. And I'm sitting in the Beit Midrash. And I'm learning Shnai Mikra Bechat Targum. And then I'm praying on the Shabbat, and I prepare myself, and I'm learning. This is it. It's the end of the joke. He's killing his wife. He's all day long in the Beit Midrash. He's an angel. He's dipping in the mikveh. He wears the Shabbos clothes already at 12 o'clock every day. And his wife, she has to work every evening before of Shabbos, eve of Shabbos, to prepare everything all alone. To fix the house, to clean the house, to prepare all of the food, to dress the kids, to wash them, to make them ready in time, everything. No slave in the world can complete that. No woman in the world can do that all alone. Why are you so cruel to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got such a nachat from you? You're killing your wife and you're going to enjoy in the Beit Midrash, shaking that sander? And you killed your wife! And you kill your wife every day. And you don't understand why she's so nervous, why she's screaming. Change the jobs with her for 2 days. You're going to kill everyone, not only her. Really? Can you take what that she takes? Can you take half of what that she takes? Can you take? Forget it. Let's be honest. Would you marry you? Would you be so stupid to marry you? This is a point of truth. A point of truth that you decide, I don't want to be a liar anymore. I want to work on my midot. Alright, it's hard for you to stay in the house. Wonderful. Pray on that. Pray that for your wife it's going to be easier. Pray on her. You know what? The minimum. Pray really from the bottom of your heart. Take half an hour every day to pray on your wife that she's going to be happy. That she will not going to be frustrated. That she will not going to be sad. She wants also to breathe some fresh air. She wants also to go to meet people, to talk. You go every day to Beit Midrash, you sit, you meet your friends. It's not that you're mamash, memit atzmecha ba'oel, killing yourself in the tent of Torah, and you're not talking, no sicha betela. You're having fun every day in Beit Midrash, and it's okay. No one wants you not to enjoy life, but have mercy on your wife. She also needs to meet people, to share, to talk, to hear stories. She needs to have a window in her life also. No, why? Why she haven't cooked? Why she haven't this? Why you haven't this? And all of the time you have complaints. It's a lie. We need to work on ourselves. And the only thing that we can do is to pray. Really, you cannot. You're not able to spend your life in the house cleaning and le kaper kvisa, fold the laundry. All right, I understand. It's not in your abilities. All right. So pray. Or that for her it's going to be a lot easier. Or that the children are going to help. Or that you're going to bring a maid or something. You're going to have enough parnasa to bring her some help. Something. Be there. Show that really you care. Pray on that. Ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what it means that Noef Isha Chasar Lev, that the person that have lust for women, he doesn't have a heart. He cannot even wake up to realize that there is something wrong. Because he's so busy checking himself. Even in Avodat Hashem, he can be so cruel. He's Yotzei Yidei Chobah in Avodat Hashem, or he's not Yotzei Yidei Chobah, he's fulfilling his obligations or not, and he needs to learn this and that, and nothing exists except of his arrogance. Ani v'afsi od. He thinks only about himself. I need to do this, I need to. Hashem wants us to be kind. Hashem wants us to have a heart. To receive a heart, you need to ask a heart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lev Tahor, Brali Eliki. Please, Bor Olam, create a pure heart inside of me. Please, Ribono Shel Olam. Thank you, Abba Yisrael. Chazak Baruch Hu.